这个各位同龄大家平安，哈利路亚，弟兄姊妹，谢谢。啊，愿神祝福所有参加聚会的同龄。
阿门，罗伯特，啊，我今天 attending 啊，
啊，今天晚上跟大家分享是在主里同心。
啊，今天我们来 discuss the topic 啊，是啊 ，like-minded in the Lord。
我们一起来看腓立比书第腓立比书的第四章。
啊 ，please turn to Philippians chapter four。
腓立比书第四章
Philippians chapter 4
第四章的第二节
verse 2
第二节我劝尤阿爹和寻都基要在主里同心我也求你这真实同父一二的帮助这两个女人因为他们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦还有葛利年并其与汉罗一同做工的他们的名字都在生命册上那在这里记载保罗在对腓立比教会的统领这样说
And here Paul encouraged the believers in Philippi
说要在主里同心
To be of the same mind in the Lord
那这里谈到有两个姐妹都很热心的
It mentions two sisters who are very fervent
也在福音上跟保罗一起做工的
And they also work together with Paul
但是由于这两个之间在这个同心上啊，有一些亏欠啊，所以特别在这里这样勉励他们。
And perhaps these two sisters may not be of the same mind, the Lord. That is why Paul was trying to encourage them.
那说起来，腓立比教会也是保罗在欧洲建立的第一间教会。
And the church in Philippi was the first that was established by Paul in Asia Minor.
腓立比教会有许多在属灵里面，在神的工作上。可以做众教会的模范
And there are many things in the Church of Philippi that can serve as examples for others.
有很多的表现也是可以成为这个保罗在工作上的一种安慰
And many of their words and deeds serve to comfort Paul in his ministry.
所以也可以称作是一个喜乐的书信
So the Book of Philippians may also be termed as a joyful letter.
但是我们从这一卷腓立比书里面，我们发现保罗还是在强调这个要在主里同心的这个问题。
But throughout the Book of Philippians, Paul continued to emphasize the importance of unity.
所以他从第一章里面就勉励腓立比教会说，你们从起初信主都是同心合意来兴旺福音的。
And so from the very beginning, chapter 1, Paul told them that from the very beginning,And you work in one heart and one mind to prosper the gospel.
要他们能够想起过去在福音上，在神的工作上做的美好的这样的见证呢。
And you want them to remember the good testimonies that they have bear in the Lord.
后来看到第二章的时候，他特别这样讲。
And in verse 2, Paul said,
他说在基督里面有什么劝勉，有什么安慰，有什么交通。
And whatever consolation, comfort of love or any fellowship,
那你们的意念总要心思意念要一样，爱心要相同。
That you should be like-minded, have the same love, and have be in one accord.
这样的话，能够让保罗在做工上得到很好的喜乐。
So that Paul's joy may be full.
所以他特别提醒，要当以基督的心，基督耶稣的心为心。
And so therefore, he continued to remind them to have the heart and mind of Jesus Christ.
如果能够做到这样在主里面的同心呢、啊、这个也要信心来做一个很好的表现
And to be like-minded requires that we have good faith in the Lord
所以保罗说如果你们有这样的同心的心意所做出来信心可以当作贡这个贡献的祭物来献给神的
And so Paul says that if you can be like-minded your faith can be offered to God as a living sacrifice
那到了第三章之后
In chapter 3
保罗也劝勉他们要存这样同心努力往前直奔的这样的这样完全人的心呢、啊。
And Paul encouraged them to have the faith of a perfect man to strive forward.
所以我们看到这个保罗他在提醒劝勉这个在主里同心呢、啊，他一章一章啊都有一个很好的这种劝勉提示。
In every chapter we find Paul's encouragement for them to be to have the same heart and mind.
所以在第四章特别就指明希望这两位热心的这个姐妹也能够在主里面同心
So further in chapter 4 Paul encouraged these two sisters to be of the same mind in the Lord
这同心是一个非常 重要的一个信仰功课的学习。
If we have the same mind, it is a very important and critical lesson of our faith.
那如果能够在家里也同心呢，这个家里就有很好的秩序，也有很好的这种发展了。
If all members of the same family can have the same mind, then the family will progress and live in harmony.
那每一个家庭都要有这种，这种责任的分担，这种共同把家庭能够带领的更好的这样的信念。
And every member of the family must be responsible for achieving this this unity of the entire family.
那在主里面的教会更应该是如此了。
And it is all the more true for the Church of God.
有一次，这个被安排到一个教会去负担了。
And once I was assigned to a particular church.
那一间教会啊，真的有些同工不大愿意去。
And there are some ministers who does not like to go to that church.
因为听到很多一些不荣耀神的事情，亏欠神的地方。
We have heard many things that does not glorify the name of God.
主要就是因为不同性。
Primarily because the workers there cannot be like-minded.
这个教会没有办法发展。
Therefore the church cannot progress.
连续两年四次的灵恩布道会都没有得圣灵。
And throughout 2 years and 4 convocations, no one received the Holy Spirit.
也没有慕道者。
And there were not any truth seekers.
那后来因为被安排到这个教会负担了。
Later I was assigned to the church.
我心里想一想怎么办呢？
So I began to think to myself as to what I should do.
所以就向神祷告这样说。
I prayed to God saying,
教会是您用你的旨意圣灵所建设的。
Since the church was established by your Holy Spirit,
那教会的统领是借着你的旨意怜悯拣选他们的。
And the workers of the church were chosen by your mercy.
相信你不会让您的教会、你的子民一直处在这样亏欠神、软弱甚至不同心的现象。
I believe that you will not allow your people to continue to live in such a state of not glorifying you and falling short of your grace.
是这样子向神祷告。
So I pray to God in this manner.
我记得很清楚，到那边负担的第三个晚上。
I remember very clearly that the third evening I was there.
半夜睡觉，睡到凌晨两点了。
About 2 in the morning when I was in bed.
突然醒过来了。
I woke up.
怎么这个房间变得好冷好冷啊？
I feel that the room was very cold.
因为传道房在三楼，会堂在二楼。
Because I was staying in the third floor and the chapel was on the second floor.
我就走到窗户啊，就往外看。
I walked to the window and I looked outside.
看到这个很大的一条蛇呢。
I saw a large snake.
原来从三楼往下看呢、啊，它这个蛇、啊、从那个第一家的信徒门口进去，从后门出来，把所有信徒的家里都这样绕，尾巴在第一家，这个头、啊、绕到最后一家，然后就在大门口，教会大门口，这样子一直想要吞吃教会了、啊。
And the serpent or snake was ensnaring all the believers, and from the first to the last family of this church, the serpent encircled their households and was at the entrance of the chapel gate.
难怪教会没有办法发展。
And so that was why the reason why the church could not advance.
就在那个地方，家里出来出去都没有看到这条大蛇。
And the believers were going in and going to and fro, and they could not see the snake.
哇，这条蛇又长啊又大。
And this was a large and great serpent.
然后从三楼，我就从三楼走下来到一楼。
So I walked down from the third floor to the ground floor.
把门打开。
I opened the door.
哇，它那个嘴巴好大，那个蛇性很长，就到这个教会门口前面。
And the serpent has a very large mouth, and it was at the steps of the chapel.
我看那个嘴巴张开，我整个人可以走进去。
And I myself can walk through his mouth.
我心想难怪啊，真的教会没有发展了。
So that was the reason why the church could not progress.
在这个时候，圣灵的感动这样告诉我。
And through the movement of the Holy Spirit,
只有借着祷告才能够把这个大蛇、古蛇啊赶走了。
I realized that only through prayer can we cast away this great serpent.
后来就奉主的名啊，将撒旦推去。
Therefore, I began to cast out this demon by the name of Jesus.
每讲一次，这个蛇就缩小一点了。
Every time I say that, the serpent grows smaller.
一直讲到这个蛇变小以后，后来它就失踪了。
And until the snake began to get smaller and smaller, until it finally vaporized.
后来就上到三楼去。
And then I went back to my bedroom.
就在那边祷告下。
And I pray to God.
感谢主。
We give thanks to God.
后来一方面用道理宣导，大家就加强这个祷告，感谢主了，就这样子慢慢慢慢的就看到神的带领了。
The church began to make strides in their prayers and we begin to see God's grace and guidance.
结果在那几年的灵恩布道会还有平常的工作，看到很多神的恩典见证。
And then later, in the later years and during the convocations, we see much grace of God and many testimonies.
这个教会的人越同心了，自然那些不和谐的、不和睦的事情啊，就这样没有了。
When the church members can be of the same mind, then all the discord and disharmony will disappear.
所以在那段时间呢、啊，教会就出现很美的这些见证。
So during a period of time, there were many wonderful testimonies in that church.
那直到小弟要调离开那个教会的时候，我才把这件事情告诉他们，他们满心感谢主，真的从祷告做起，发现神亲自的带领呢。
And I did not tell them of my vision until when I was to depart from the church.
所以病得医治的见证啊，就是赶鬼的见证啊，也不少。
So there were many testimonies of demons cast out and illness were cured.
所以我们在这里看到这个保罗劝勉腓立比教会要在主里同心，真的有这个必要跟重要性。
So that is why it is important that Paul encouraged the people there to be of the same mind.
唯有在主里面能够做到这样的同心，才能够显明是耶稣的门徒，是神同在的教会。
Only when we can be of the same mind can we show that we are disciples of Jesus and that we are the church of God.
因为要能够得到神的同工，并不是我们人的力量或者想法了。
Because for us to have God's abidance, it is not up to us and up to how we think.
但是我们能够有这样的心，要来追求在主里面同心。
But we need to pursue to have the same mind in the Lord.
那要达到在主里面能够同心呢、啊、
？And in order to achieve this,
在腓立比书四章的三节里面。我们提出几点可以看出保罗他有这样指明的方向。
In chapter 4 verse 3 of Philippians, we find that Paul gives us some examples to follow.
那第一点要做到在主里面同心。
And the first method is to...
在第三节第一句话说要同负一轭。
As we quote here, to carry the same burden.
这样的精神很重要。
And this is very important.
同负一轭就是要一样有共同的责任要来去负担的。
That is that we must carry the same burden and same responsibility.
要向着共同的目标、共同的信念、共同的做法，这样努力去同心的。
And to strive for the same goal and same purpose.
那要能够做到同负一轭啊，真的脚步要一样的。
And they must have the same footsteps.
我们小时候有看到这个牛在犁田呢。
When we're young, we see the oxen, how they are plowing the land.
尤其要拉那个在脖子上面颈项的这个器具啊，两头牛真的是走路步伐要一样，不然不能犁田的。
So the two oxen, they must be walk together so that they can pull the yoke together.
那今天我们站在神的教会、神的工作上
，Today as we work for God,
更要有这样的责任跟这样的心思来达成要做的目标。
We must further have this type of attitude so that we can work for God.
所以同负一轭，我们也可以说要彼此担当啊。
And to work together, meaning that we should carry one another's burden as well.
我们看一下加拉太书。
Please turn to Galatians.
加拉太书的第六章。
Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书的第六章的二节。
Chapter 6 verse 2.
第二节，你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。在这里，保罗这样勉励。
Here Paul encourages us,
说我们个人的重担要互相担当。
We should bear one another's burdens.
真的很不容易。
And this is not easy.
我常常看到这个教会诗班在献诗或在练习。
When I see the church choir practicing or presenting hymns.
有的人很轻松就可以到教会来准备参加这个诗班献诗或者练习。
Some they can come very easily to church to attend choir.
但是有些人可能都还没洗澡或者还没吃饭。
But for some, they have not prepared.
那有些人可能家里遇到事情，这个心情不稳定。
And for some, they have encountered problems and they are not stable.
但是他们来到教会啊，他们共同要来去承担，要来去做好这件诗班献诗的工作和练习。
But when they all come together to attend choir, to work together, in the choir presentation,
如果弟兄姐妹没有办法彼此互相担当啊
，if we cannot carry one another's burden，
有时候一句话就会让人家这个产生一个很大的挫折感。
Sometimes something that we say can cause distress for other people.
那有些人要负担家庭的重担。
Some they need to carry the burden of their family.
那有的忙着上班呢。
Others they are busy at work.
所以在种种不同的情况之下，要能够在这一段时间或在这一段这个圣工上要去做好，真的是要互相担当的。
Therefore, under all different circumstances, for all people to work together in one holy work, it is.
如果没有这个同父一轭的心智
，without the attitude of carrying one another's burden，
彼此之间自私自利。
And if everyone is selfish，
就没有办法做好同在主里面同心的工作。
Then we cannot be of the same mind in the Lord。
那说起来，彼此互相担重担也是彼此相爱的现象。
And to bear one another's burden, it is also a sign of love。
而且这样子做会完全了神的话，就是耶稣基督的律法。
And in doing so, we can fulfill the law of Christ，
才能够活出爱的生活。
And to live a life of love，
才能够看到在爱中彼此建立耶稣基督身体的见证。
And to see the testimony that we are building up the body of Christ in love。
那真的很感谢主啊，这有机会啊，能够来到美国这个地方啊，一起学习来服侍神的工作。
I thank the Lord that I can have this opportunity to come to the United States to serve the Lord。
那我看到教会安排这个家庭聚会啦，访问工作啦，或者是家庭团契的这样的活动
，when I see the different family services and fellowships that are held here，
我看到有的大家真的很忙，但是也能拨这样的时间呢。
I see that people are very busy， but yet they find time to attend these。
而且一到神的面前要去做这个圣工，他就专心的去投入呢。
And many people they focus themselves on the work of God。
所以我们在一起访问也看到。这个统领得圣灵或慕道者得圣灵啊
，and during even during our visitation, we see people receiving Holy Spirit。
我也看到这个，有人看异象，祷告中看异象。
And also some who have seen visions during prayers。
比如像昨天呢、啊，我们在伯恩的西区有一场家庭聚会啊，下午两点钟。
Yesterday afternoon, we had a family service in the western part of Bowen Park。
我原本以为不多人参加。
First, we thought that there might not be too many people.
那个负责人这样跟我讲的，有的家庭啊，这个礼拜天啊，会有自己的活动节目。
Some of the board members told me that some people they might go out and have their own activities.
没有想到很不少人参加嘞。
But it was unexpectedly many people.
有三四十位。
There were over 30 people.
所以我们就一起做家庭聚会了。
So we gathered together for family service.
后来在最后的祷告。
And at the concluding prayer.
祷告当中有一位青年弟兄得到圣灵。
There was a youth who received the Holy Spirit.
原来那位弟兄曾经在这里念大学，后来回台湾，没有去聚会，圣灵跑掉了。
And he used to attend college here. After going back to Taiwan, he stopped coming to church. And the Holy Spirit left.
后来又从台湾回来这里，他昨天参加那一场家庭聚会。
And after coming back here, he attended our service.
原先没有圣灵啊，就用嘴巴讲哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣啊。
At first, he did not have the Holy Spirit. He prayed in understandable language.
我感谢主，大家祷告很热心，很迫切啊。
But during the prayer, everyone prayed fervently.
不多久，这个弟兄就得到圣灵了。
And this brother at the prayer received the Holy Spirit.
聚会完了，大家有的用爱餐就回去了。
And after the meal, they returned home.
那还有二十几位的弟兄姐妹还留下来。
About 20 or so brothers or sisters remained.
后来就在那边一起用晚餐。
And we get together for dinner.
那刚好那位弟兄的这个太太的姐姐姐夫啊是外教会的，也来做客，所以我们大家就在一起了。
So that brother and sister-in-law from other church also came, and we also have meal.
用了晚餐以后啊
，and after dinner,
就大家是不是可以请传道讲一下见证
？And they wanted me to bear some testimony.
所以小弟就在那边分享了两个见证。
So I share with them two testimonies.
听完两个见证啊，我们就大家一起做祷告。
And afterwards we pray together.
这两位这个外教会的长辈啊，他们一起跪下来祷告。
And these two newcomers from another church, they also pray with us.
那当中我们的信徒还有人还没有得到圣灵。
And among the brothers and sisters there, there are some who have not yet received Holy Spirit.
那有一个姐妹啊，她带着两个小孩啊，也参加，也在那边专心祷告。
There was a sister who brought with her two children. She was also there praying.
后来按手的时候按到这位姐妹了。
And when we lay hand upon this sister,
哇，感谢主啊！ 大大得到圣灵的充满了。
And the sister was greatly filled by the Holy Spirit.
灵也非常的流利。
And she was speaking in tongues.
身体大大的震动。
And her body was greatly shaken.
结果很多弟兄姐妹在祷告中听到也是一样的，有这种感受啊，在灵里面的感动啊。
And there were many brothers and sisters who had the same experience during the prayer.
哇，祷告完了。
After the prayer,
这位姐妹就站起来，哇，感谢主。
And the sister stood up.
有几个姐妹就跟着她相抱，真的也替她高兴，得到圣灵了。
Stood up to praise the Lord, and many embraced her and gave thanks to God.
后来我才听到有一些姐妹说，我帮助你祷告很久，希望你得到圣灵了。
Later, some of the sisters told her that I've been praying for you for so long that you may receive the Holy Spirit.
太好了，所以主耶稣特别这样子，借着他的旨意，在这样的家庭团聚的机会里面。 有这样明显的同工,
and so this is by the wonderful will of God that many people can receive God's grace during these family services.
这个姐妹好高兴,
and so this sister was overjoyed.
其他的弟兄姐妹也替她高兴,
and many brothers and sisters was also happy for them.
所以真的如果能够了解彼此之间的需要，可以互相来担待，而且用神的真理活出爱的生活，就会有这样的见证。
So if we can understand one another's needs, we can pray for one another, and we can receive the grace of God through our works of love.
所以在主里同心，这个同父一轭的心智很重要。
Therefore, to be of same mind in the Lord, this is very important.
如果没有这种心智啊，存着比较，存着这种计较的心呐，就很难达到在主里面同心。
And without this, if we only care of ourselves, and if we only begin to compare ourselves with others,
也很难做到彼此能够担当软弱或者是重担。
It will be difficult for us to bear one another's burdens and weakness.
所以昨天有一个青年弟兄啊，他就送我，结束以后送我回来 Garden Grove.
And so yesterday afternoon, evening, the youth took me back.
Here at the Gospel Church. And
the youth in the car, he told me that how thankful he was, how joyful he felt during the prayer, and how he was able to praise the Lord from the bottom of his heart.
Let's
turn back to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章的中间，这个第三节的中间这一句话。
The middle part of verse 3.
这里说要帮助这两个姐妹。
To help these women.
因为他们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦。
Who labor with me in the gospel.
所以要在主里面同心，第二点就是要一同劳苦了。
And so to be of the same mind means that we need to work and labor together.
这个圣工都有人愿意去参与。
That there must be people willing to participate in the holy work.
很自然的在圣工里面就会得到很好的体验跟训练成长了。
And naturally we'll have experiences through working for the Lord.
这主耶稣带领十二个门徒这样的工作，跟他们一起生活，跟他们一起睡觉，跟他们一起做工，造就了这个。
The Lord Jesus, He guided and He taught His 12 disciples and He taught them and stayed with them and this was of great benefit to them. In the church, it is the same.
这一同劳苦的心智啊，真的要有，而不是用逃避的心啊，来面对任何教会圣工的需要。
To work and labor together, this is very important and we should not try to escape from it.
那在传道书里面这样告诉我们呢
？In the book of Ecclesiastes tells us，
说两人同心所劳碌，可以同享这个劳碌的果效。
If the two people work together, they can share in the fruitful results together.
那我们在教会里面生活
，as we live in the church，
为了达成既定的目标计划，甚至能够得到神的同工啊，这一同劳碌是一种享受，也是一种分成的这种工作的分配。
And to work together and to labor together, it is an enjoyment and it is also a distribution of our work.
有些人可以共享受，但是没有办法共患难、共生、共劳苦呢。
Some people, they can enjoy the good together, but they cannot bear the tribulation together.
如果在家里有这样的人存在不负责任啊, 不一起这样劳苦付出啊, 真的这个家庭就很不协调啊。
If in a family there are some who are irresponsible and will not bear their load, then the family cannot live in harmony.
会造成一些纷争,
you will create some strife and problems.
如果这样的事情得不到解决, 就一直停留在那个阶段, 甚至退后。
If the problem could not be resolved, it was maintained in that situation.
所以从夫妻生活来讲呢,
from the life of a husband and wife,
也要一同劳苦呢,
they must also labor together.
不一同劳苦啊, 那些甜言蜜语啊, 那些说的好话都是假的。
Without laboring together, all those words are in vain.
只有一方付出,一方没有责任, 这也不是说不过去啊。
If only one party works and the other does not, then it cannot function together.
有一次啊, 处理这个, 一对中年夫妇的婚姻生活问题,
and once I was trying to resolve some marriage conflict of a middle-aged couple,
因为我听到负责人说啊, 这一对夫妇冷战了一个月,
I heard a board member say that this couple had would not talk for 1 month.
我听了以后觉得很稀奇,
when I heard that, I feel quite astonished.
都已经50多岁了, 快要进入老年了, 还有这样的事情发生?
They're in their 50s and yet they quarrel like that.
后来我就去他们家里拜访,
so I went to their house to visit them.
一到家里啊, 当然他们要出来了,
and when I went there, they came out to greet me.
后来请他们坐下,
I invited them to sit down.
一个坐下一个连朝东一个朝西, 不过那个距离是可能这一个月来讲是他们最近的距离了,
and they would they would not face one another, but yet they are perhaps the closest throughout the month.
这个睡觉也不在一起的, 吃饭时间也不一样的, 尽量一天能够不见面在一个屋檐底下, 你看看, 那个还要动动脑筋的, 出来不要碰到啊。
And they would have to think and try not to try to avoid one another as much as possible.
是我请他们坐近一点, 他说, 这个已经是最近的距离了, 不能进了。
When I told them to sit closer together, they said they could not.
后来我就问什么事情,
so I asked them what happened.
原来啊, 有一次这一对夫妻啊, 出去镇上,
and once they went out to the town,
然后从镇上坐那个公车回来了,
and they were taking the bus home.
因为连续下雨几天了, 所以有一个地方啊, 土石流啊, 这个流下来, 所以公车不能过,
and there was some damage to the road, and the bus could not cross.
那公车开到那个附近呢, 就是放他们下来, 走路过去可以, 对面有车会接了。
And so the bus would stop here for them to walk across, and there will be another bus waiting for them.
所以所有的客人都下车了。
All the passengers would get off the bus.
那正在走的时候啊,
and while they were on the road,
突然听到上面隆隆的响, 又有一大堆的土石流下来。
And there were some rockfall, and from the mountain, from the hillside.
本来我们这位老弟兄是抓这个他老姐妹他太太的手的,
and this brother was holding on to the hands of the sister.
听到这个隆隆啊, 就知道, 哇, 不行过了, 这个要想, 赶快, 赶快这个逃命了。
When he heard the rock and sand falling down from the hillside, he wanted to run.
带太太逃还可以啊, 不是啊, 他手放掉了。
So he let go of his wife and he ran by himself.
手放掉, 这个太太叫了一声, 准备要靠先生的时候, 她说, 从来没有看过这个先生跑那么快啊, 一下子就冲过这个比堵石的还快, 冲到对面去了。And
the wife says they never saw the husband run so fast. He let go of her hands and he ran across to safety.
所以这个太太这样讲啊,
so the wife said,
如果参加世界奥运会, 可能这个我先生会100公尺第一名啊,
perhaps he will win the 100 meter dash in the Olympics.
加上旁边的人啊, 看到这个太太落单, 赶快把她抓回来啊, 带到安全的地方啊。
And it was the bystanders who grabbed hold of her and brought her to safety.
结果先生已经在对面了, 所有的客人只有他一个人在对面了, 大家都在这里啊。
And the husband was the only one who was there first.
结果人家在旁边就讲一些话了, 所以让他很难受了。
So people began to criticize and he feel bad.
原来你的先生啊, 只顾自己的命啊, 不顾你了。
Your husband care only of himself and not of you.
结婚30多年了,
they've been married for over 30 years.
所以这个太太很会乱想哎。
So the wife began to have doubt.
原来30多年当中，我在我的先生的地位根本没有嘛。 发生事情，甚至要死掉，还是别人拉我一把，他自己逃命了。
She feared her husband does not care for her even after 30 years.
所以就因为这样，就闹了一个月的冷战。
And because of this, they would not talk.
我实在想不出要用什么方法告诉他们。
So I did not know how I could resolve this conflict.
婚姻生活比我久啊。
And they've been married more than I.
年纪比我大。
And they are older than I.
活了50几年，那个个性比我更坚固啊。
And they've been, they're in their 50s, and they are more stable than I.
感谢主啊。
But I thank God.
后来心中默祷以后，哎，我就想到一个念头。
After I prayed in silence, I thought of this.
因为他们两个背对背的哦， 一直都互相坐在墙壁的一端啊，那个怎么谈啊？
For they were, their backs were facing one another, and they could not talk to one another.
我那个先生怎么道歉，太太不接受呢？
And the wife would not accept the apologies of the husband.
他说什么先生嘛，不能跟我一同劳苦嘛，就算死一起死也没关系嘛。
And even the husband could not even labor with me or not even to die with me.
那夫妻不同心嘛，他太太这样讲哎。
The wife said the husband and wife cannot be of the same mind.
后来就跟这个老弟兄说了。
So I said to the brother,
如果再有一次土石流，你会不会跑掉？
If there's another rockfall, would you run again?
他说我绝对不会跑了。
And the husband said I would not.
你会不会不顾你太太？
Would you leave her there and not care about her?
我绝对不会了。
And he said I would not.
我会用我的生命保护她。
I will protect her with my life.
太太还没有动作呢。
And the wife would not even move.
那你愿意改吗？
And I asked the husband, are you willing to change?
我当然愿意改啊。
He said, of course I'm willing to change.
但是我不晓得她动作很快。
But I did not know that he move very rather quickly.
他说愿意改的时候，他马上跨一两步就跪在太太的面前呢。
He went and kneeled himself in front of the wife.
然后他很大声说：“我下次不敢了。”
He said, "The next time I dare not do that again."
太太就转过来，还有下次哦。
And the wife turned and said that there is no next time.
哎，感谢主，太太这样讲的时候，她笑了。
And when she said that, she began to smile.
她笑了就没事了。
And because of that, the whole conflict was resolved.
所以真的夫妻如果不能一同劳苦，怎么样建设一个美好的婚姻家庭呢？
So the husband and wife cannot labor together, how can they establish a good family?
那保罗在这里说要在福音上一同劳苦呢？
Paul here says that we must labor together in the gospel.
婚姻的生活就必须要具备这样的条件啊。
And these are the requirements for a family life.
你愿意结婚，你就要负责共同来为这个家庭 接受，心甘乐意接受这样的劳苦啊。
If you are willing to have a marriage, you are willing to accept the labor.
福音上更是如此。
It is all the more true in the gospel.
任何大小年龄，任何职分，大家一起同心，一起为主的福音一同劳苦的。
And for everyone in the church to labor together for the gospel's sake.
什么都要捡便宜。
And we should not try to find the short end of the
bargain. 什么都要做这个做圣工的这个最后的落单了，就这种心态就不好了。
We should not try to take it easy in the gospel.
那有一次啊，在礼拜六啊，在教会啊，刚好开会开到快八点了结束。
And once during the Sabbath, we had a board meeting until about 8 o'clock.
负责人就讲了，我们要去吃晚餐了。
The board member said that we should go out for dinner.
当这个有人建议说到哪里吃，听了都会流口水了。
So there were some recommendations as to which restaurant we should go.
正在觉得哎不错，那一家不错的时候，电话来了。
So when we feel that we were about to go there, there was a phone call.
哎，这电话要找传道。 And
it was asking for the minister.
后来我小弟就接了。
So I took the call.
哦，原来这通电话是从这个医院呐，大医院的一个加护病房外面呐，打过来的。It
was from the hospital from outside of the intensive care unit.
他说我的小孩子1岁都快死了。And
the person says that my daughter, about 1 year old, is about to die.
如果可以的话，是不是教会能够过来？We'd
like to ask some members of the church to come over and pray for her.
那我就问你是谁啊？
So I asked her, who are you?
我从来没有看过那个姐妹。I
never seen that sister before.
因为她自从在婚姻上啊，她选择了外邦人以后啊，就没有来教会了。
For after she chose to marry an unbeliever, she has not yet come to the church.
她嫁到另外一个教会。
And she married to another church.
那个教会啊，可以喝酒，可以拜祖先，可以看风水，看地理的。
In that church, they can worship idols and do all kinds of things that
not. 名义上她是结婚，但是很痛苦。
She was married, but yet she feels very painful.
后来我就问她，这个孩子怎么会这样？
So I asked, what happened to your child?
哦，她就讲了。
And so she told me,
原来啊，就在礼拜六的下午啊，她跟她的丈夫。 还有公公婆婆，还有他的家族一起到钓虾场钓虾子。
On a Sabbath afternoon, they were fishing for shrimp.
那钓虾场的水啊，深度比一个人还高半个身。
And the water level there was taller than a normal person's height.
所以他们在那边钓得很快乐。
And they were very happy fishing for shrimp.
钓上来的虾子就拿到那个旁边的桌子拿去烤了。
They went and cooked the shrimp after they fished it.
哎，吃得很快乐，她的家族都会喝酒，我们这个姐妹是没喝的。And
they began to drink and they began to eat and drink.
那她一岁半的这个男孩啊。
And her son about 1.5 years old.
她在照顾。
She was taking care of him.
那她刚好需要上洗手间，她就交代她的先生跟她的婆婆看一下。
And she had to go to the restroom, so she asked the other people to take care of her.
到洗手间5-6分钟后就又出来了。
About 5 minutes later, she came back.
但是出来就看不到这个小男孩。
But her son was gone.
跑到马路上看也没有。
She went to the street and could not find him.
大家就在那边找了。
So they began to look for him.
这个老板也帮忙找了。
And even the owner of the fishery
能找的地方都没有了。
Looked for them and could not find him.
结果5分钟后。
After 5 minutes,
这个老板就看到啊，从这个水底啊，这个小男孩浮起来。He
saw some. He saw the child floating up from the water.
因为小男孩掉进水里面了，5分钟有了。
Boy has fallen into the water for more than 5 minutes.
那个尸体从里面会浮出来，而且变黑，肚子胀胀的。And
he was floating in the water. His stomach was swelled up.
他们赶紧拿起来啊。And
they brought him out of the water.
呼吸没有了。
He has stopped breathing.
这个脉搏跳动也没有了。And
there was no pulse.
赶紧就送到这个巴林市的军医院。
They immediately sent him to the hospital.
这医院很大。
And it was a very large hospital.
医生说，哎，这个孩子要死，我没有办法。
And the doctor says that this child is dying.
赶紧送到这个另外一家的大医院。
So they sent him to another hospital.
这医生就讲可能没有办法。
The doctor says that there is a little hope.
那这些他的夫家这些人呢，不是我们教会的，当然很急，他们不知道祷告神呢。
And so they did not know how to pray to God.
这个时候更显出信仰的不同了。
So here we find a different level of faith.
那我们这个姐妹她就知道，哇，我离开神太久了。
So our sister remembered that she has departed from the Lord for a long time.
医生在急救的时候，她在那边向神悔改祷告，说求你帮助，让我这个孩子能够留下一点命吧。So
during the emergency operation, she was praying to God to save her son's life.
在电极这个急救的时候啊，突然呢，这个孩子啊。 他的这个电脑这个扫描的那个线啊，长长的一个，突然动一下，去赶快灌氧气啊，让他帮助呼吸啊。
But during the emergency, trying to save his son's life, he saw that there was a little pulse, and so he began to ingest oxygen.
但是这个孩子昏迷啊，根本没有感觉的。
But yet the child was still in a coma and could not feel it.
所以这个事情完了以后，他就打电话来了。
So after that, she called me.
后来我知道以后，我们就我就跟那些负责人啊、弟兄姐妹啊，说对不起啊，我们看如果愿意去的，我们一起去啊。如果觉得需不必要去，那没有关系了。
So I told the board members that those wish to go should go, and those who cannot, it's okay.
我感谢主啊。But
I thank God.
大家听到这样啊，结果把吃饭的事情都忘记了，我先到医院看了。
When they heard that, everyone decided to go to the hospital first.
跟我一起去的有8-9个人呢。
So there were about 8 or 9 people who went with me.
后来我们就直接赶到那个医院，因为距离也蛮远的。
We went directly to the hospital, which is quite a long drive.
哦，到了那个加护病房的门前呢。
When we arrived at the intensive care unit,
他的家属也接我们了。
And we saw the whole family there.
后来跟他们讲一讲，我们是教会的人呢，传道，所以来这里看。
We told them that we are from the church and when we are visiting.
告诉他们呢，这个在这个时候啊，我们介绍真耶稣教会的祷告方法，你们就照我们的方法祷告就好了。
So we told them to pray according to our own church's method of prayer.
我感谢主呢。
And we thank God.
人的尽头就是神的开始了。That
the end of man's of human means is the beginning of God.
他们家里的人呢，5-6个，他 也听从我们的话，说要用我们的这种祷告方法来祷告神呢。
So the whole family decided to pray according to our own our method of prayer.
后来就是我们就向医生这个教会庇护的医生啊，这个护士要求，因为他宣布说这个明天还是醒不过来，这个阳气拔掉就死了。
And so the hospital was to remove the mechanical ventilation if the child did not come alive by tomorrow.
后来医生就准了，他说既然这样，因为他做最后一次祷告，他说你们小声一点。
And so we asked the doctors to allow us to pray, but he told us to be quiet.
我们这样加起来进去的十几个。
So there were about 10 people who went in to pray.
特别被允许的。
And by special permission.
后来我们就在那边祷告。
So we prayed there.
大家都把这个孩子当作是好像自己的孩子一样快死了。
And everyone prayed for this child as if it was their own child.
但就是圣灵祷告没有办法停止啊。
When we began to pray in the name of Jesus, we cannot stop.
那这个声音好大。
And the voice was quite loud.
后来就奉主的名按手在这个小男孩的这个头上。
We lay hands on this child in the name of Jesus.
因为管子很多，要急救这个孩子。
Because there was many tubes coming out.
按下去几秒，他这个小孩子手脚就这样抽筋抽动了。
And when we lay hands upon the child's arms and legs began to move.
我心里想，我是不是准备要断命了？为什么这样
？And I thought that the child was about to die.
后来我们祷告了差不多十五分钟就停了。
After praying for about 15 minutes.
后来我们就团里打电话，我们就回去了。
And we talked to the family, and then we went home.
因为明天早上是最关键的。
Because the next morning is the most crucial
moment. 那礼拜天负责人呢，我们就联络，又再去看他。
So Sunday morning we went to see the child again.
我们本来到加护病房，他说，哎，他已经出去了。
We went to the intensive care, and they told us that he has already been discharged.
我们都吓一跳，出去那是不是死了？
And we were all astonished as to what happened to him.
后来详细问了，他说转到普通病房了。
And they told us that he has been moved to the regular.
结果我们就到普通病房去看了。
So we went there to see him.
哎，在病床上那个孩子正在玩呢，一手拿一个牛奶瓶哎。
And we see the child playing around on the bed with the.
看他那个样子啊，我看到有姐妹就去抱住那个孩子，好像抱住神的恩典一样，好像没事一样哎。
And there was a sister holding on to his child as if there was nothing happened to him.
那个医生讲啊，他说你们的祷告真的有力量哦。
So the doctor told us that your prayer is effective.
这是不可能的事情。
It is something that is quite impossible.
根据这个医生他们这样说啊。
And the doctor told us.
他说如果我们的脑里面缺氧超过四秒以上，不是白痴就是植物人了。
That if the brain is lacking oxygen for more than 10 seconds, this person will be in coma.
他说如果真的这个孩子在水里面五分钟。三百秒啊，还能够变得没事好好的人呢？这个太奇迹了。
But if this child is underwater for more than 5 minutes, it is indeed a miracle.
但是我们大家都知道
，But we all know,
真的是神的恩典。
Indeed, this is the grace of God.
所以后来这一家就开始来慕道，来相信我们这一次教会。
Later, the family began to come to our church.
所以真的，大家有这样的心智。能够一同劳苦在福音上一同来付出啊，神就做工。
So if we can have the same heart and same mind, we believe that God will work with us.
我们这样的劳苦是为了神的福音，为了主的缘故，而不是为了自己啊。将来神会报偿的。
And because we labor for the sake of the gospel, not for our own purpose, that is why God will bless us in the future.
我们在这件事情上就体验到这样的事情了。
So we have experienced the work of God in this matter.
更多的是教会的圣工。真的需要有这样心智来一起为主劳苦的。
And there are many things in the church that require us to work and labor together.
我们再来看腓立比书第四章的第三节。
Let's turn back to chapter 4 verse 3 of Philippians.
第三节这里说还有格利棉并其与汉罗一同做工的。所以保罗在这里提说在主里要同心第三点就是一同做工。
And so the third thing here says is that to work together.
那保罗的书信里面我们常常发现他都会向同工问安都会向那些弟兄姐妹有这样心智做圣工的人问安
In the letters of Paul, Paul can greet his fellow workers
一同做工就是彼此要做彼此的好帮手
Fellow workers meaning that we need to help one another in the work of God
这样才能够一起做工啊
Only then can we work together
我们看这个摩西能够带领这以色列百姓，他有很多好帮手啊。
Moses, when he was in the wilderness, he has many good helpers.
那我们教会圣工也是一样哎。
In the church, in our church holy work,
能够同工，教会能够发展，要有更多的好帮手来参与。
For the work of God to prosper, it requires many good fellow workers.
所以保罗在这一方面，他能够，纪念这些人的，同工的辛劳，也能够培养更多人一起跟他做工。
So Paul was able to cultivate more workers to work together with him.
所以保罗在这里相信，语重心长地告诉腓立比教会，还有这两个姐妹说，要在主里同心。
So here Paul encouraged the members in Philippi, as well as these two sisters, to be of the same mind in the Lord.
并且提出了三点。
And gave us 3 points.
要在主里同心，第一要能够同父一轭。
First is to be of the true companionship.
第二要能够在福音上一同劳苦。
Second to labor together in the gospel.
第三要在神的工作上一同做工。
And third to be fellow workers in the Lord.
一起享受神的恩典圣工的果子的。
To enjoy the grace and the result of God's gospel.
这样在主里面同心，才能够灵修彼此长进。
Only then can we grow and progress in the gospel.
如果能够做到三点。
If we can do this,
就能够在主里面同心享受，这个教会发展的这样的喜乐。
Then we can be, if we can be of the same mind, then we can share the joy of the progress in the church.
而且能够靠主站立得稳，有这样的生活见证。
And to stand firm in the Lord.
那最后一句话，第三节最后一句话说，他们的名字都在生命册上。
And the last sentence is that whose names are recorded in the book of life.
如果能够朝这几个方向这样努力，在主里同心，名字会记在生命册上，就是跟得救有份。
If we can work together and be of the same mind, then our name shall be in the book of life, and we shall be saved.
我们在这里可以看到，这个保罗他真的非常有心，告诉他们同心的需要，同心的重要。
Therefore, Paul here told them the importance and the need for them to be of the like mind.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless us.